I can leave the lid open a bit so you can get some air. You can't think I'd risk that. Supposing you didn't come back? I'll be back tonight, said Tepic, and I'll see if I can drop some food and water in sometime today. She stood on tiptoe, her ankle bangles jingling all the way down Tepic's libido. He glanced down involuntarily and saw that every toenail was painted. He remembered Cheesewright telling them behind the stables one lunch hour that girls who painted their toenails were... Well, he couldn't quite remember now, but it had seemed pretty unbelievable at the time. "It looks very hard," she said. "What?" "If I've got to lie in it, I'll need some cushions."
"I'll put some wood shavings in, look," said Tepic. "But hurry up, please."
"All right, but you will be back, won't you? Promise?"
"Yes, yes, I promise."
He wedged a splinter of wood on the case to allow an air hole, heaved the lid back on, and ran for it. The ghost of the king watched him go.
End of CD 4.